It's episode 131, and we've got plugins for auto post dating, admin column layouts, design grids, post list management, font resizing, and options for your user profile that we've been waiting years for. All coming up next on WordPress Plugins A to Z. WordPress. It's the most popular content management and website solution on the internet. And with nearly 20,000 WordPress plugins to choose from, how do you separate the junk from the gems? Join John Overall and Marcus Couch in this weekly unrehearsed conversation about the latest and greatest in WordPress plugins. This is WordPress Plugins A to Z.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today. Welcome back to another fine, fun-filled, exciting episode. I'm your host, John Overall, and with me is my co-host,
Marcus Couch. Great to be here on another episode.
And we're here to titillate you with lots of wonderful plugins from WordPress, the never-ending repository, as it's being called these days, I think. If not, that's what it should be. It's never-ending.
The bottomless well of technology. That's what it is.
So don't forget, you can get all the show notes over at WPPluginsAtoZ.com. And if you got a few moments while you're listening to us on Stitcher Radio, just hit that little thumbs up button in the corner. And we'd also appreciate a review over at the iTunes Store. And for those of you that have done it, thank you very much. Much appreciated.
Absolutely. And I just got an email a couple days ago from somebody who has a four-hour each-way commute in Australia. And they listen to our show twice. Once going back, or once going there, once coming back. It's like the same episode. I'm like, wow, that's dedication. And his response was, well, it's, sometimes it takes that long to grasp all six plugins that you guys talk about and what they do. So yep. We appreciate that. And any other feedback that anybody has to provide, there's tons of places you can do it. So we appreciate all your contributions.
That we do. Okay, and as usual, right off the top, we like let you all know that, well, as much as we enjoy this show and provide you with lots of great content and plugins that you might never have heard of before or anywhere else, we also make our living using WordPress. I myself do it by helping people find that perfect thing for their website, getting that functionality that they need, or helping them if they break their website, doing some emergency WordPress support, fixing that broken website. So if you need quick tips, help, or some help in getting that perfect functionality, just drop me an email over at john@wppro.ca or pick up the phone and give me a call at 818-850-7729.
And on my end, you can go to my website, marcuscouch.com/call. If you need help with WordPress, podcasting, SEO, affiliate marketing, internet marketing, any of that stuff, I can definitely help you out. marcuscouch.com/call.
All right, and this week there's been some news that happened in WordPress recently, and of course WordPress 3.6 beta dropped, so by the time this show airs, or it should have already happened, who knows, WordPress 3.6 might be live in the world.
Yeah, a lot of new features in it that I'm looking forward to, including being able to use audio and video within the Media Center.
Yes, and there's a couple other great things. For those of you like myself, I'm a Genesis fan. So I've been using Genesis development platform for about 4 or 5 years now. And they've got a new version coming out that they've been holding on to, refusing to release until 3.6 of WordPress came out. And with that, they've also got a whole bunch of new themes that they're releasing. So they're sitting...
Does it coincide with 3.6, or they're just until you release it, we're not releasing it.
It coincides. They've been developing it along with all the betas and all the developments for 3.6. So they've developed it specifically for 3.6. Plus, they've developed it to take advantage of HTML5 and schema material into it, built in schemas.
So what do you think about 3.6? I mean, is it going to be groundbreaking for you? Is it really something that is going to change the dynamic?
I've only read about it. I haven't actually loaded it up and tested it yet. So I don't know. Like as much as I talk about the coming versions of WordPress, it's very seldom I find the time to test them until they go live and I actually have to update a website with the latest version. And that's when I discover what I love and hate about it. So that's when I'll start spouting out about what I love and hate about the new version. Because I'm sure there's going to be some things I'll love, and I'm sure there's going to be some things I'll hate, as has been with every version since 2.7.
Right. Well, I'm excited, obviously, about the different media components, because as a podcaster of 8-plus years, it was always a pain to have to FTP that somewhere else and then refer back to a link when it comes to creating a podcast or any sort of audio attachment. So this functionality would then let someone quite possibly even use their iPhone to create audio content, video content, and then be able to just embed and upload that right into WordPress and use that in the media center. So for me, that's the most intriguing. And then seeing, okay, after that happens, what kind of plugins are going to come out to support that stuff?
Oh, who knows?
So that's really going to be an interesting dynamic, one that we'll definitely keep an eye on here and report back as the weeks and months continue.
Yeah, and as I run into using them for my own development, that's generally when I see it the most. All right, so that's all we've got for news. Any other titillating tips and information?
No, it's been a pretty busy. I know we just tipped the scales at over 26,000 plugins, so I think it's getting ready to be about that time I update the intro to the show.
Yep.
Hey, you got a consulting call coming?
No, that one there is a 1-800 number. Someone trying to sell me something.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, that's pretty much it. 3.6 is on my event horizon as far as waiting and waiting and waiting for that thing to drop. So once that does, I'm sure we'll have a lot of cool stuff to talk about.
Yes, that we will. And there was something else, but a phone rang, threw it all out of my head. So then let's just get into the meat and potatoes and the fun part of the show. And off we go. All right, so the first plugin I've got this week here was something kind of simple things, and I tripped across this. This is a relatively new plugin. When I discovered it, been downloaded 27 times. You know, it was 15 hours old when I downloaded and checked it out. And it's a plugin that's, I've looked at doing this, and there have been other plugins that have done it, and it's a font resizer. And what this does is it's the basic thing. It adds a button to your site for those of us who are getting older and starting to need glasses or larger monitors to see what we're doing. It's a way to just click a button and size up those fonts on websites, because for some reason there's still people out there that think 8-point is a perfect font for a 1900 DPI screen. What's that?
I was just laughing. I know what you mean. I was looking at a 4-point font site the other day.
So what this does, this is a great little plugin. I kind of had hoped that it would have a little bit more to it, or at least where I can use it a little better. What it does, once you activate it, it puts a plus minus button in the lower left corner of your screen so that people can click plus, enlarge all the fonts on the screen. Click minus, make all the fonts smaller, and it does have a third button. So if they've messed it all up, they just hit default, and it bounces back to whatever the default settings were for that website. So, and it's a really great little plugin. The only problem I found with it was, well, I didn't think the lower left corner was the best place for the button. I wanted to move it up into the top right or up top where it could be seen a little easier, or even maybe have something pop up with it, a window that says, if you want to resize your fonts, click here. Something to sort of draw attention to it. It didn't have that. So since it is a new plugin, maybe they just need to, do a little more enhancements to it. But hey, it worked perfect. It worked great. And it was simple. So I give it a nice rating of 4 dragons. It's called WP Font Resizer. So great little plugin.
So what that does, unlike when you zoom in and out, a lot of people with their browser will hit the control key and move their click wheel to zoom in and out of their browser. So unlike that, this does not enlarge the images. It just enlarges the actual type.
Just enlarges all the actual type in the website, which is sometimes all you need.
Yeah. Most of the time, that's all you need. Okay. So I have a cool plugin called Automatic Post Date Filler. and it's got a lot of intriguing uses that, you know, I do a lot of scheduled content, and oftentimes I have to kind of go into an Excel sheet and go, okay, well, I'm going to schedule this one for this day, and then I need to figure this is, you know, going to be 14 hours later, and this one's going to be after that. This plugin handles all that. So let's just say, for example's sake, John, that you have maybe 10 posts that you want to put in, and you post the first one today, but you want to kind of set a rule that says, you know what, don't put another post out right after this one. Wait for 30 minutes or wait for 2 days before you put another post out. So no matter how frequent you post, it's going to adhere to kind of your set controlled filter as to when your posts go out. You follow me on that?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So it also has an alternative in your editor that says publish immediately, and you can publish just like you typically would. So this helps to space it out. It helps if you're importing a lot of posts or if you're trying to, you know, make a lot of posts, let's just say for city-based content or something like that, and you run a instead of just hammering your site and putting it blatantly obvious to Google and all the rest of the search engines that you're doing that, you might want to kind of put some posts up on deck first. And that's exactly what this thing does. So it does it by time. It does it by days. It does it by minutes. It can be X amount of time from the furthest scheduled post out is when the post that you just created will go out. So there's a lot of complex things to it. And I gave this one a 4 out of 5.
Very nice. Seems like it could be very useful if you're a prolific writer.
Yeah, it's really good if you're creating mass content, for sure.
All right, the next one I've got here, this one is an enhanced UI for post management. And what it means by that, I had a client that asked me in particular, they're looking for a way to sort their posts by recent edits instead of the default way that the posts sort down the page. And also they wanted a better way to filter and look for specific posts in that list that you get in your back end when you click all posts. So that's where this one comes from. And what this plugin does is it adds a new UI to your post list to allow you to choose your filters a little easier, to filter out your posts to determine how they're going to display or which ones are going to display. So you can choose between, you can choose between date, month, you can choose between categories, or you can have it be a date, month, and specific category. Combination them up. It's a pretty decent little plug-in. It wasn't exactly what we were looking for, but it looked like it might help do the job, although the next plug-in I have is a little more specific, and we'll talk about that. But this one here, enhanced UI for post management, a decent plug-in to help you organize that content and that post list a little better. And I give it a 3 dragon rating, and so give it a check out.
Cool. I like those filtering options. That looks neat. Definitely. Okay, so I've got something that we always, you know, refer to the lazy plugin, right? The lazy thing that you just set it and forget it. Well, this is a pretty cool one when you're just designing a theme or just testing out elements or just want to, you know, test out sizing or widths with your CSS and stuff. This one just lays a JavaScript grid over your website, kind of like graph paper, sort of. And you can just take a look at the resolution, make sure that everything's centered, make sure that things are all in alignment. You know, back in the old days when I was using, Dreamweaver and NetObjects Fusion and all those old things, I used to go and get kind of graph paper and make a transparency out of it and tape it to the actual monitor so that I could tell widths and stuff like that, rulers, you know. And this is right. the exact same thing, but it's Java. So if you design any themes or you just want to check your spacing or your heights or even look at your fonts and you want this maybe cool overlay grid to go over your theme while you're designing it and you're laying it out, check this one out. It's called WP Hash Grid. I gave it a 4 out of 5.
Nice. It looks like it can add a pretty decent layer of adjustment for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Every once in a while I can use that, making sure that things are lined up in just the right spots.
Yeah. And just to make sure also that you're not doing any overlap, that you're not too close to the edge, you know, within the smallest browser resolution that you should be designing in. So really nice to check out. And also it works when you're testing your mobile and your responsive themes too.
That's nice. I like that. All right. So the final one I've got here, this one relates to the previous plugin, of course. As I search for one, I often find two. This one is called CodePress Admin Columns. And this one turned out to be very nice for bringing up numerous columns. One of the things that happens, like there's not a default column in the WordPress admin for sorting your content by recently edited dates. And there's not a default column for several other different items in here. But what this plugin does is it allows you to add numerous columns that weren't originally default within the WordPress core. The nice thing about it is it adds columns like page order, post format, ID, attachment, slug, date, author. You can deal with it via featured image, title, and you can add and take away these columns. And it does a great job of presenting them all, and it not only allows you to do it on your pages for the admin, but it also does it for your posts. It also does it for options, for users, your media library. It'll add additional columns to all those different areas. And you can control and change the order those columns appear, left to right. So it's a pretty decent plugin. The one flaw I found into it was we wanted to be able to click the top of the column and sort by those columns. This plugin does that, but you got to fork over an additional €25 to get that add-on for the plugin. Which is
almost worth it. Almost worth it.
If you need it, it's worth it. I did leave a link in here with the show notes. There was a big discussion around this plugin where I found the information in the WordPress.org website support. And somebody in there gave some instructions on how to do some modifications to the plugin, which would help you get where you wanted to go without having to pay the €25. But it's still probably cheaper to pay the €25 than to do it yourself, depending on what your hourly rate is worth. So yeah. In my particular case, it's cheaper to buy it than it is to do it myself.
Yeah, and they went through the trouble to make a very cool-sounding plugin.
Oh, it's very nice. I like it. I recommended it to my client and told him, hey, go spend the €25 and go buy the extra piece to it. It'll give you exactly what you need.
Cool. So what do we rate this one?
I rate this one a 4 Dragon. I would have given it 5, but I was surprised. They caught me off guard when I went to do the sorting. That's when it comes up, hey, you need to buy this. They caught me off guard. I wasn't expecting it, so I had to deduct a point for that.
Yeah.
And they didn't plant it right in my face that says, hey, we have an add-on, extra money. And they sideswiped me, but it's still worth the money.
Cool. Well, John, I am a frequent complainer when it comes to the fields that are involved in the user profile section.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you've got great ones what do we got? Jabber, Google Talk, right?
I think they've still got AOL Messenger in there. So
yeah, is MySpace in there? IRC, any of those in there? Right?
I don't know. I haven't looked in a while.
So I actually have a plugin that is called Better User Profile Fields, and it gives us pretty much anything that we want. It gives us Facebook, Twitter, Google+, Tumblr. There's even some ways that you can add other stuff too. And then you can use these PHP callouts to actually embed these fields for different users within the theme itself, like author boxes and things like that. So they only have to fill it out one time, and then anywhere PHP-wise or widget-wise that you want to create something like that, it goes ahead and does it. So this one, it's something that's been lacking in WordPress for a long time. Everybody, anytime we've ever talked, John and I, about the user area, I'm always screaming for better fields.
Yeah.
So what can I say? They delivered. This one definitely works. Works for me. Works for others as well. Yeah. 5 out of 5.
Gun there. Jump the gun there.
That's all right. It's all right. I can, I can see you're enthusiastic about it as much as I am.
Well, maybe they'll surprise us one day with a update to WordPress. We'll log into the user area that's still default, and we'll go, oh, wow, we've got useful fields.
Yeah, and why wouldn't they put the most popular fields in there or at least allow us to have our own custom options to add those particular fields in that section.
Oh yeah, no doubt. Like the two that always get me every time I look in there is the AOL Instant Messenger and the Yahoo Instant Messenger. Do those even exist anymore?
I don't know.
It's like I think I had an AOL account once, and Yahoo, maybe I had one of those. I can't remember.
Yeah, it's been a long time, but definitely, they're not working.
All right, well, and that's all we got for you, I guess. Not really.
Well, we have kind of a wrap-up. So, John, go through yours.
Oh, yes, our wrap-up. We're trying to get going good on this wrap-up. So the final plugins we've got here, WP Font Resizer, which I give a four dragon rating to for the WP Font Resizer. Then we've got the enhanced UI for post management, 3 dragon rating, and the CodePress admin columns at a 4 dragon rating.
Yep. And from my end, I've got automatic post date filler, which is the thing that kind of lets you pre-schedule your posts that go out automatically. Gave that one a 4. WP Hash Grid, a real lazy way to create kind of a transparent grid that goes over your site layout. Gave that one a 4. And we just talked about better user profile fields, which gives us updated things like Facebook, Twitter, Google+, Tumblr, that kind of stuff, into our user profile and gives us a way to embed that via PHP right into our theme. Gave that one a perfect 5 out of 5.
Oh, beauty. So that's all we've got for you. Just the usual reminders. Please stop in at iTunes and give us a review, or check us out on Blueberry or VOA, or if you're listening on Stitcher Radio, hit that little thumbs up button in the corner.
Absolutely. And how can they contact us, John?
They can get hold of me on my website at johnoverall.com. WordPress emergency support, you can go to wppro.ca/emergency, or email john@wppro.ca.
And you can contact me at my website, marcuscouch.com. Twitter is @MarcusCouch. Consulting calls is marcuscouch.com/call. And you can read my daily column, The Daily Plugin, on wptavern.com, or just look under WordPress News in your WordPress dashboard.
And that's all we got for you now. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the show. This show is copyright by johnoverall.com. So until next time, have yourselves a good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today.